Good morning, Nick.
We frequently talk about debt on this segment because that's, you know, mostly, I mean, every once in a while we touch on other topics.
Sure.
But we're going to talk about people who are dealing with debt and maybe have fallen a little bit behind in paying down that debt or whatever payment they might have and how to get themselves back on track.
Sure. So a common occurrence is that you were coasting along just fine, making all your payments. You know, maybe things felt a little tight. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, something happened. Yeah. Your overtime got cut back. Somebody fell ill, or you had a big expense and you had to take on a new loan. And now that payment is the thing that has just put you over the edge.
Yeah.
And so you sort of slip behind a little bit until finally you're late enough on your bills to have late fees and penalties.
Yes.
And that then the creditors start to call you and say, but now you owe 2 or 3 months' payment. And in order to try and salvage your credit and keep yourself afloat, mm-hmm. you take a chunk of money and you put it on that creditor, that card. Yeah. Let's say it's a credit card. Mm-hmm. You put it on that credit card. So I call this the sort of whack-a-mole game of debt. Do you remember whack-a-mole?
I do remember whack-a-mole.
Okay, so one debt pops up and you whack it with a mallet, right?
Yeah.
But we're dealing with a finite pot of money, right? You only have so much money in your paycheck.
Right.
So when that happens, when the amount of money that you used to pay to your creditors has shifted, so a chunk of it is going to one creditor just to try to stay afloat, mm-hmm. The picture gets worse, and it gets worse exponentially until finally it's really bad.
Yes.
So what do you do to get yourself back on your feet if this is the situation? Okay, the first thing you have to do is you have to identify, is that really the problem? Don't just point your finger at it and say, I was doing fine until that credit card raised my interest rate, right?
Yep.
Instead, really look at your whole picture, track your expenses, and I mean all your expenses, a cup of coffee, the kids' lunches, the birthday gift, for at least 30 days.
Okay.
Don't just sit down at a table and write down your bills, because I promise you those are not all your expenses.
No.
So track all of your expenses for at least 30 days, and then look at the picture and say, okay, where can we fix this?
Mm-hmm.
We have a $200 a month deficit. We can cut back here. We can cut back there. Or there is no way to cut back. We either have to raise our income or we have to do something with the creditors. So most creditors have some sort of program where you can call them and say, I fell behind for this reason. Mm-hmm. My normal monthly pay was okay, and I need to get back on my feet. They may put you in a payment program, and there are some caveats to that. They may report it to a credit reporting bureau.
Right.
But it's still probably better than being consistently 30, 60, 90 days late forever.
Right.
And in that program, they very often will bring your account current, either immediately or maybe within a 3 month period. So they might say something to you like, oh, we're really sorry you fell behind.
Yeah.
But if you make these 3 monthly payments, we will adjust your interest rate. We will report you as current and we will stop charging you late fees and penalties. And you can get yourself back on your feet. After you've done that, continue to track your expenses and see if you can't free up some money so that you can build some emergency cash reserves. The idea is that the next time this happens to you, you don't take on a new loan that puts you over the edge. You actually know how much money you can spend in your monthly expenses, and you're building up some savings to protect you from that.
Right.
So that may sound simple, you know, like people might be out there going, oh, easier said than done, but I promise you it works.
Yeah.
And if you need help with that, you know, that's the kind of help we offer.
That's what you do.
And we're even now offering a la carte services. So if you don't need a full-blown debt plan, but you need help with budgeting, or you need help with retirement planning, or you need help with some piece of this.
Okay.
Maybe you need help getting your creditors to, you know, make these payments, bring your accounts current and get payments that you can afford. Those are the kinds of services we offer, and we're now breaking them out for people because some people need only that.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, you have Hug Your Student Debt right now, which attacks student debt, just the student debt.
Well, it attacks student debt and other debt.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah, it has to attack everything, but it's focused on the student debt because that's such a big problem.
Okay.
So it'll pay off student debt and mortgages and cars because that's the thing we do. We look at a comprehensive financial plan.
Gotcha.
And so both under Power Down Debt and Hug Your Student Debt, which is not quite live yet, but you can register at the website, hugyourstudentdebt.org.
Yes.
Both of those programs will offer these kinds of
a la carte
menus. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's something new at Power Down Debt. And Dr. Francis Rahm is the money doctor of Power Down Debt, who joins us every week here on the Valley's Morning Show. If people want to reach you, it's easy to do. Are local.
We are 413-774-5555 or powerdowndebt.com.